TFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And Absalom was David's third oldest son. And Absalom himself was killed in the heat of battle. All right. 19 sons. His second son, Chileab, apparently died at a young age because the Bible has no record of his adult life. And Adonijah, his fourth son, also tried to overthrow his father. All right. So you see how David had problems in his family? Solomon, David's son, had to kill David's fourth son, Adonijah, because he tried to overthrow his kingship. Talking about a dysfunctional family, David had a dysfunctional family. David's first son by his wife Bathsheba, you remember the story of David and Bathsheba, right? Their first son died as an infant so quickly until they didn't even have time to name him. So when David says, I will give thanks. You have to almost pause and say, David, what are you giving thanks for? Two sons to die? Daughter had been raped? Two sons tried to overthrow your kingdom? What do you have to give thanks for? You see, in our text, church, David provides a powerful example for us. By passionately praising the Lord at a very difficult time in his life. His enemies were in furious pursuit of him, so much so that he felt that he stood by at the very door of death. Yet, in the midst of life-threatening danger, David focused his mind on God. When he meditated on the Lord rather than his problems, his heavy heart overflowed with praise. And so doing, he teaches us an important lesson. In our most perilous trials, we should take our eyes off of our problem and fix them on the Lord. David helps us to understand that life can be full of pain. Life can be full of trials. But in the midst of it all, God has still been good. David says, listen again to what David says, I will give thanks. You know, beginning at this time of year, I pray for everyone that is going through what I call first. Because I will never forget going through my first. Thursday was somebody's first Thanksgiving without a loved one sitting at the table. Thursday was somebody's first Thanksgiving without a job. Thursday was somebody's first Thanksgiving being divorced. Thursday was somebody's first Thanksgiving coming to grips with a life-threatening illness. And so every year I pray for those dealing with firsts. And if you know of any family members and any friends that are dealing with what I call first, make sure you give them a call and check up on them because it's a very difficult time in their life. But here, David, in spite of his life being all messed up, He tells us in Psalms 107, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, because he is good. You see, church, sometimes we only think that God is good only when he prevents things. We think that God is only good when he stops stuff from happening to us. But I want to remind you, church, that God is good all of the time. God is good all of the time. In this life, we will have pain. In this life, we will have trials. In this life, we will have struggles. But I'm thankful that God's presence is with us, even in the midst of the struggles. I'm not going to be long, church, but I want to borrow from the late Reverend Paul Jones. Listen to these words. You've heard them before. He says, I've had some good days, and I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. And he says, but when I look around, thank you, Lord, and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. In other words, church, although life might not be as well as we want it to be, I would say like David, I will give thanks. You see, church, sometimes the devil will have you look at what you have lost to convince you in the midst of what you have lost that you have nothing to be thankful for. But I say to you this morning, whoever you are and wherever you are, that God has still been good to you. I will say to you that God has been good to you. You know, God didn't promise us that we would live forever, but he did promise that he would always be with us, even through the storms of life. He promised never to leave us or to forsake us. So sometimes you just have to say, Lord, it may not be that I have gotten everything. It may not be that all of my loved ones were at the table, but I thank you for your presence in the midst of life's storms. I thank you, Lord, that things are as well as they are. Sometimes, church, we have to pause and say like David. David says, my daughter was raped. My son died. My son rose up against me. David said, I had two sons killed in battle. David would tell us himself that he has made mistake after mistake after mistake in life. But David would also tell you, church, I can still say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for last night lying down. Sometimes we get so busy focusing on what we don't have, we forget to say, Lord, I thank you for last night lying down and this morning early rising. Sometimes we can be so focused on what we don't have until we forget to say, thank you, Lord, for watching over me down through the years. Paul Jones would tell us again, he said, the Lord has been good to me. He's been good to me more than the whole world or you could ever be. He's been good to me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away and turned my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Can somebody say, thank you, Lord, with me? God has been really, really good to us, church. In spite of the circumstances, in spite of everything that's going on in this world, God has been good to us. He's been mighty good to us. And then Reverend Paul Jones goes on to say that I've been lied on. Anybody in here been lied on? But I'm going to say says, I've been talked about. Has anybody in here been talked about? But I'm still going to say, thank you, Lord. He says, I've been misunderstood. Has anybody in here ever been misunderstood? Are you still going to say, thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. David reminds us, as we enter into this holiday season, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is good, church. Remember to give thanks to the Lord. We thank the Lord this morning for his holy and divine word. Thank you, Lord. He's been good, church. He's been mighty, mighty good. You know, as the old folks say, if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank him enough. Thank you, Lord.
What a word. And now what will you now do with that word? A word that's everlasting, a word that penetrates the hearts, the mind, the conscience of every man, woman, boy, or girl. How grateful are you that you are now here under what we call the dispensation of grace, hearing a word for such a time as this that is relevant, so that we can move closer to him and praise his name. And if you're here this morning and the Lord has laid upon your heart to accept him as your personal Savior, we extend the invitation to Christian discipleship. You may come as a candidate of baptism, you may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come on a Christian experience. The Lord has moved on you. Will you come and say yes to the Lord? Doors of the church are open. Is there one today?